Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer from NFL Films. Greg, today we're going to be taking a look at the free agent offensive lineman group. Some interesting names here or there. We're going to start things off by looking at Russell Okung lined up as a left tackle here in Seattle.
Yeah, when you look at the left tackle position, that's viewed, Alex, as a premium position in the NFL. You look at someone like Okung, who's an athletic kid, good size, hasn't quite played up to that in his career in Seattle and has missed a lot of games. So because of the position, my guess is Okung will get signed and be in some demand, but he hasn't quite played to the level of where he was drafted. He was a first-round pick, and he just hasn't been able to stay on the field long enough.
So Okung is probably the name that a lot of fans out there know, but maybe the top guy on the market this year is Cordy Glenn from Buffalo, another left side of the line protector.
And a big man with a lot of mass. Not a great technique player, but he can make up for it just with his sheer size. He's able to recover. I mean, he's pretty nimble for a big man. And a lot of people didn't think he could play tackle when he came out of Georgia. But he's been a very good left tackle in this league. And he may be the left tackle who's in the highest demand in this free agent class.
And when you say pretty nimble for a big man and it's a Buffalo left tackle, Eagles fans might think of Jason Peters, almost kind of in that same line of thought. Next up, we're going to go inside the interior of the line. We're going to look at Alex Mack, the talented center from the Cleveland Browns.
And this happens to be a terrific, terrific play where you see him blocking the nose shade right here of D-tackle. That's a great job. Mack is a really consistent, smart player. He's really been a critical piece in the Cleveland offensive line until he got hurt. I guess it was this year or last year. He played almost every snap. And Mack will be a very good signing. You know, Cleveland starting over under Hugh Jackson with Joe Thomas, Mitchell Schwartz, who's a tackle, is a free agent. Mack is a player I'm sure they'd like to keep. I think Alex Mack will be in demand. He is a really consistent, solid NFL center.
Greg, let's stay in the same division here and look at Kelechi Osemele, a player with the Baltimore Ravens. We've seen him play both inside and outside. That versatility should help him in free agency.
Yeah, and he's another guy who's a very big man with pretty light feet. You see him playing tackle here. He's predominantly played guard in the NFL. He was a left tackle at Iowa State when he came into the draft. Most people saw him because of his sheer size and mass as a guard, and he's been very good inside. So he gives you versatility. My guess is teams will see him as a starting guard, not tackle, knowing that in a pinch, as he did with Baltimore due to injury, he can line up outside on occasion.
And speaking of the guard position, that's obviously one of the spots that Eagles fans hope the team will upgrade heading into this next season. How about Brandon Brooks here from the Houston Texans? He's one of the best names at the guard spot this year.
Yeah, he's another really big guy, small school guy, Miami of Ohio, 340 pounds or so. Look at the movement, though. He has really light feet. That's one of the things that really stood out when I watched him coming out of college. I was just so surprised, given the fact that he weighed about 335, 340 pounds, with the way he moved. You almost want to describe him as nimble, and I think he can play in a zone scheme. I think he can actually play in a gap scheme. I think he has multiple uses in the run game. He's a big man with light feet.
Another one of the top guards available is out in San Francisco, Alex Boone. He can kind of play on each side of the line as well. Here we see him lined up making a nice play against the Minnesota Vikings in the season opener.
Yeah, he played left guard this year, moving from right guard. I don't think he played as well at left guard this year, did not have a great season. But he's kind of a nasty, competitive guy. And I've learned over the years, Alex, watching a lot of these interior linemen, competing and being aggressive with that mentality can often compensate if you don't have a great physical athletic skill set, particularly inside at center and guard. And Boone is that kind of player. I think he'll be viewed pretty highly because he is competitive and he brings an attitude to your offensive line.
How about Jeff Allen, another guard here with the Kansas City Chiefs? We see him lined up on the left side here, number 71. Another interesting piece on the offensive line.
Yeah, a bad body, but a better player than his body would suggest. Here you see him actually pulling. He's also effective in the zone scheme. He's a solid NFL guard. I think he had a very good season this year, and I think he's one of those guys. Again, guards don't usually, we don't talk about them a lot when it comes to big money, but he's a quality starting guard, and someone will sign him, plug him right in, and he will start.
And last but certainly not least, we're going to look at Jarre Evans, a Philadelphia native, played collegiately at Bloomsburg. He's been a Pro Bowler. Yeah. He's a pretty big name out there on the market.
Yeah, I think Father Time's taken its toll a little bit. I think the balance issues now are a little bit of a problem, a little stiffness to him. Was a very good player. He's over 30 years old. To me, he's probably the kind of guy that if a team feels they have a drastic need at guard, maybe they overpay. He's not quite the same player he was. Can probably help you for a year or two if needed, but I think you have to be realistic as to what you're getting.
All right, well, that will wrap up our look at the free agent offensive lineman here in the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to stay tuned for the rest of our film room breakdowns.